Seriously?
Yes.
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Nick, you can chime in at any time. You can attest to this.
Nick was too busy with the politics.
Listen to him, the giggling.
He's blushing. I can feel it. I'm going to put some paste on your button, Diana. Oh, wait. Never mind. I said that to somebody today. I was talking about buttons, actual buttons, and paste. Oh, wait. Do the intro, please.
Is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level, Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of sadism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? I keep thinking about what we were talking about a few minutes ago. I can't stop giggling.
I'm Michael W. I feel it. Young Nick Hazelton, do you feel it?
I feel it.
Jeremy Heisenenward, the murder dog. Do you feel it? Murder dog.
Oh, I'm feeling something right about now.
Is he gone?
What? I'm here. What?
I don't know.
I'm here.
Yeah, Jeremy's here. Yeah.
Jeremy, you here?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Anywho, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Speaking of which, I think I might actually get a BIPCOT tattoo.
Oh, yeah?
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
I'm back.
Hi,
Jeremy.
Michael. Yes, Michael.
I hear you now.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, you got droned.
So I guess you didn't hear me say that I might actually get a BIPCOT tattoo.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Nicole and I.
Yeah. I think listening. Nick should get one for his 18th birthday, but someone else should pay for it. You there, Nick?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm thinking about getting a tattoo.
Somebody here giggling.
I turn 18 here soon.
Good. I ordered a bunch of BIPCOT stickers today. I think that's going to be my new thing is stickers. So I think if you want buttons, you better order some soon because they
may not exist
anymore. Yeah.
Love stickers.
See, the reason I never got stickers, Jeremy, you have an issue?
No, I said that was a sad sigh. You're gonna phase out the buttons.
Well, here's the thing.
It makes sense.
I don't know.
I'm not saying no, don't do it. No, I'm not saying no, don't do it. I was, it was just kind of one of those things.
The reason I always got buttons instead of stickers, although I think that Liberty has reached saturation of Fiends buttons. Like, you can barely give these things. Everyone's got one. But the thing is, buttons, pinback buttons go on your jacket or whatever, on your bag. They go on your property. Stickers tend to end up on other people's property. Like, not just even public property. Yeah, but go into the dressing room of any rock and roll club, although it's kind of expected that there's a million stickers there. But, I don't know. I remember Alex Jones got in trouble because someone made stickers of Alex Jones's show and stuck them up all over LA. And the city of LA actually sent him a bill. His lawyers wrote back and were like, go jump in the lake. We had nothing to do with this.
But oh, yeah. Of course, I remember that. There were InfoWars stickers everywhere. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. It was art that they've never even used.
Even if they did, though, it wasn't them. It was the people putting the stickers on things. Like, that's just insane.
People made them and it was wheat pasted flyers. That was it. But they sent him a bill for $10,000 for the cleanup.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But my feeling is kind of like stickers. Whatever you do with them, that's kind of your business, not mine. It's none of my business, young Nick. Yeah. So it's been an interesting day. We're going to talk about this whole cop shooting melee later. But, yay.
Well, I did not know yay for the cop shooting. We get to talk about it. I've been wanting to talk about it for days.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I basically, usually before show, I ask people to, who are going to be on to send me notes. And I wrote y'all yesterday. I'm like, okay, don't send me any notes. I've scripted the whole show. Here's 40 pages of notes.
We may need to do two shows on it, basically.
Yeah, but it wasn't really scripting. It's an outline. It's bullet point. Bullet points. All right, but first we've got some kind of fun stuff. First of all, Diana, thank you for trying to be proactive and help me make my life simpler today. But you ended up sending me so many emails. I needed a host for tomorrow night because Jim Jesus's computer got droned. So like you were like, well, I could do it if I could trade with Lisa, blah, 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 blah. And it was like, it turned into like eight. All I needed was a yes or no, man. And I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. But it's like, we were joking about it because, you know, at some point I was like, well, now you're sending me so many emails trying to make my life simpler. You make it more complicated. And then I noticed, we haven't discussed this yet. Then I noticed, I like picked up my phone. I'm like, she called me. And I'm like, that's not the way to get in touch with me ever. I heard this comedian recently who put it really well. The phone is just an app on my phone that I never use. And it annoys me when people use it on me.
You used to call me a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
When I had a landline.
Right.
That's the difference. Yeah, okay. No, I don't. Now I'm like, ugh. Phone. Now, to me, a phone is just a really cool, fast little computer that works anywhere, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Pocket computer.
Yeah. So today's going to be a great show. It's going to be very fast fire, lots to cover. I told everyone to take naps and then drink coffee. Did you guys do that?
I'm working on the coffee. Mm-hmm.
I took a nap and I drank some Diet Coke.
Okay. Let's shoot some crocodile. All right. So let's see. I did an interview today with some people in Argentina. It was pretty awesome. And it was like an 18 minute interview that was about a movie I made like 12, 15, 16 years ago or something. DIY or Die, that movie. Mm-hmm. And that movie is the little movie that could. Like, I've made movies that had a much bigger budget. I've made movies that have show, you know, I've been flown to France to show them and put up in, you know, 5-star hotels. But that's the movie that I made for $5,000 and then like traveled Europe and America showing it, you know, on trains, like from a backpack. And like still like 16 years later, like people who were 10 when that movie came out or 5 when that movie came out, like contact me and want to interview me in another language radio show about it. Like, it's just, I love that movie. DIY or Die, How to Survive as an Independent Artist. It's on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing free, or you can go to the Freedom Fiends and go on the torrent link and get a torrent of the DVD that has all of the subtitles in English, French, Italian, German, Spanish, and E-F-I-G-E-Figs. That's how you remember it. English, French, Italian, German, and Spanish. Yep. So someone's vaping into their mic. I hear you. Stop vaping. Stop breathing. All right. So stop breathing. But it was fun because I did this interview. It was like, you know, it was an 18-minute interview, but it was really like a 9-minute interview because they'd ask me a question, I'd answer, and then they'd translate it into Spanish live. And then the hosts would ask each other something in Spanish, and then the one that spoke English well would ask me that. And so it was all translated live. I haven't done that ever on the radio, and I've only done it, I used to do it a lot when I toured with the movie in Europe. I would do a Q&A afterwards, and there'd be somebody on the stage with me translating. And what I learned to do, was like kind of speak in short chunks. Like, you say about three sentences, then you let them translate. That's the only way to do it. And like, try to speak more slowly. So even though I had like no sound check, knew nothing about the show, didn't know it was going to be translated, like just got right in there and just, you know, wiggled around, went well. It felt really good. Got the buttons.
Wiggle around.
Put some paste on the buttons.
Professional.
Yeah, consummate professional. And, you know, do it. And I got to sneak in two things. It was all about the movie and about DIY art, do-it-yourself art. But I also got to say that people should say no to authority. And I talked about the importance of good audio. So I gave a good day, man.
It was kind of, right. I listened to it. What you said, it was great. It was kind of hard for me to follow because I don't speak any Spanish whatsoever.
And they had music playing in the background, like Spanish.
Yeah.
Like,
so I kind of got lost in between, you know, them trying to like translate and then respond to each other and then get back to you. I just try to focus on what you were saying, and that worked for me.
As people should. People should just focus on what I'm saying. And
I walked right into that one.
Yeah. And look, actually, you know, speaking of people doing my bidding, or just like not even like anticipating my bidding. That's what people should do. Like, people should know what I'm going to want before I know it. You told Nicole the other day to step up her game because I was talking about how Derek J sends me handwritten thank you letters. You know, Derek J tried to quit the Fiends the other day because he said, what? I'm mean. He said I'm mean. And
well, was that after you kept insisting that he got He got lost in some shoe accident or something that night that he didn't show up, or was it just other reasons that you said you were mean?
It was like
shoe accident.
Three times in 1 month, I told him he disappointed me about something. But and he tried to quit. I'm like, no, I wouldn't let him. I was like Patton in the movie Patton, slapping the soldier who's shell shocked. You know, the back when they didn't know what PTSD was, and the soldier's like, I'm sorry, sir, I can't go back out there. The shelling is getting to me. And Patton slapped the soldier, and like that really happened. Although I didn't really slap Derek, but I basically wouldn't let him quit. And also, Him getting you guys and you guys going to Gigi Allen's grave and making my dream a reality, like you can all mess up like 12 or 15 more times, like before we're even again. Woo-hoo. I think. Yeah. Not you, Nick. Oh, you were there.
Yeah. It was the three of us and Derek.
I'm sorry.
And but you know Nick's what? Not for son. Nothing. I was the one who spearheaded that thing. Get out of here.
Nick can't do Nick, Nick. I'll never fire Nick. Nick's my son. I can't. I built
no,
that.
No, we know.
I know. So he's not really my son, but I built him. Didn't I build you, Nick, out of like parts from Radio Shack and Gigi Allen's grave? Yeah.
Yeah, weird microphones you had laying around.
Yeah. So Nicole sent me these awesome pictures, awesome cups, drinking cups with kitties on them. Two of them. One is like cats in space smoking pot, or no, with pot leaves. I don't even smoke pot, but it was so just amazing art. And the other one I liked even better. It was cats in space on surfboards eating pizza with mice on them.
Yeah, that cool one was really that. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm using that as a picture for the show notes for this show, which is going to be called Shelter in Place with the Freedom Fiends. So go on, Diana.
So what I was going to say is that does it count at all that I've actually seen quite a few things very similar to that, actually, with cats and weird situations kind of thing that I thought about purchasing and sending you, but I was broke?
No.
No.
Yes.
The thought doesn't count, Diana. No.
You know what? You guys don't have to do anything for me. You do enough. Although, now that Steve Miller has a union and he's making demands, anybody that goes along with him is going to get knocked down a few rungs on my, that's our running joke is like, he's trying to unionize you guys and I'm management all of a sudden. And, so
all of a sudden,
if you go along with him, then you will have to do my do things for me to make me happy. But you guys do the show. I'm talking about the fans, the listeners, the people that make this happen, you know, listeners like you. Diana,
the people that make this happen. Do more, darn it. Do more.
Do more. Yeah. Worms. High tech, low life. We'll be.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com.
TSA sucks.
Darn right it does.
Yeah, it does.
TSA stole jewelry from my wife.
What?
Really?
Yep. She went out of town a couple weeks ago. Didn't unpack until today. And she found definitely missing three pieces of jewelry. Total value probably $300. I mean, they're
not. Oh my goodness.
You know. Yeah, they have some worth. But one of them is irreplaceable, you know, emotional. Her dad gave it to her.
No.
Her dad died recently, and she was coming back from, you know, she went there when he died a couple months ago and then went back to help her mother deal with stuff and came back a couple weeks ago. And three pieces of jewelry, one that I gave her, one her dad gave her, and one that she bought, gone. Could be the airline, probably the TSA, from what I know about the TSA. So TSA, you suck. You robbed my wife.
Yeah.
We're not going to bother. We're not going to bother filing paperwork. You know, we're just going to make fun of them on here. But if it happens again, we're going to file paperwork. But yeah, that's horrible, man.
So what do you mean? So why wouldn't you bother to file paperwork, like file a claim?
Because it's the government. It would take $400 worth of mental effort and stress and a year to get it back. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And she'd never get it back. She might possibly.
Almost definitely.
It's on the girlfriend of someone who works at the TSA, probably, mm-hmm. or some, you know, lady with long fingernails named LaShonda who works at the TSA. She got hired off a pizza box. And I can say that because I'm 164th black. But, you know, someone who would be on welfare otherwise, but, you know, the government jobs programs called the government.
What do you mean otherwise? That's still welfare.
I know. But she has to leave the house. And she's so bitter about having to leave the house that she like gives herself a raise by stealing from my wife.
Well, there was a scene in Orange is the New Black
where I think Blacks in there for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She stole from like people's suitcases and stuff. And
so. You can't redistribute wealth. It wasn't distributed in the first place. It was created.
All right. Created so speaking of Wyoming, what does the internet do to Wyomingites, Diana?
Well, apparently if you play Pokemon Go, you find dead bodies.
Yep. A team.
Sign me up.
Where? Riverton, Wyoming. That's the Indian reservation. But it's part of it.
That's racist.
Yeah. Well, so is living and owning a house in America.
Wait, you can't be racist if you're 164th black. You can't be. It's impossible.
It's true. It's true. So, you know, the funny thing about this is I'm not really up on all the latest stuff. So the headline says teen plays Pokemon Go. Outside finds dead body.
But there's an update. So, I love the update.
No, but I didn't read it yet. We'll get to it. But I misread this headline because I didn't know there was a thing called Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. I thought this headline said,
"Cause you're
teen
old."
Teen plays Pokemon, goes outside, finds dead body. Like, I thought it was like someone on their phone actually had a reason to go outside and they found a dead body.
Oh, Jeffrey Tucker thing.
In Kensington, too. But in Kensington, where Steve Miller lives, you know, she'd find the dead body and then someone would steal her phone.
And ironically, Jeffrey Tucker just came out with an article on Fee that says
that Pokemon. I knew he was.
Came out with an article on Fee, you know, extolling the virtues of Pokemon Go as it brightens a dark world.
Fabulous.
That sounds like link bait to me. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about him, Lisa and Steve and I.
Cool.
He's an academic. Yeah. All right.
I still like him.
So what's the update? Anyway. What's the update?
Well, the update is hilarious.
We didn't even get to the actual story.
The story is a girl was playing Pokemon Go and she goes trying to find a water Pokemon and finds a dead body. But like this,
there's only like nine, right? He's so, like crazy.
So Kotaku.com apparently is a, you know, kind of a, I don't know if it's necessarily like Pokemon really a gaming site. Type site or something like that. But the update to this story.
Site for virgins.
The update says, speaking to Kotaku, Shayla, who's the girl, says that she did not capture the water Pokemon that she was after because she stopped playing to call the police.
Never call the police. This is playing Pokemon Go, man.
And then at the end it said, while she feels better now, Shayla says that she hasn't gotten a chance to play much more of Pokemon Go.
A dead body is not an emergency. It's still going to be dead in an hour.
I know, but it's just funny to me that Kotaku was way more concerned about the fact that she didn't find her Pokemon.
That's what I'm saying. That's pertinent information. People want to know. Oh my God, well, did she find it? I mean, like, some people might be hanging on the edge of their seats.
Isn't a dead body a wild card in Pokemon Go?
It should be. If it wasn't before, it should be now, and she should be grandfathered in automatically. I mean, come on.
And everyone would win all the time.
The therapy alone this girl's going to have to go through, I mean...
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Tell two friends. Review it on Google Play and Amazon. Prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
You what worms means.
Worms.
Someone asked you that?
Yeah. Okay. New listener. It's kind of like aloha for the fiends.
Yeah. You can so use it in every situation. Peace.
Yeah, if you want to know more,
goodbye.
Go to the Freedom Fiends site and look at the glossary. So, tell us what cop block or, I'm sorry, police one did to you on the doll, Jeremy.
Oh, police one. Yes. Well, it's been a while, I think.
It's since a cop site.
My favorite. I use that with air quotes facetiously because I don't really like him at all. Officer Mike Byers from Police One.
We beefed with him.
Because he violated the BIPCOT.
Yes.
And he's what, from the Azusa Police Department in California. I never pronounce it correctly. I don't care. His name's Officer Mike Byers. And I don't like him very much. He smells. And
how did he violate it?
He downloaded the Cell 411 app in order to write a review on it.
Oh yeah.
To write a review about how it's gonna like ruin America and lead us to anarchy.
Right? Oh yeah. Straw men. Yeah. And, it was filled with straw men and complete lies.
Fields full of burning scarecrows, as you like to say. That's pretty creative. I like that. Yeah.
Well, because people get bored when I keep yelling straw man at them, so I try to be more flowery with my language.
Okay. So
flowery.
So yeah. So that's my, you smell, Officer Byers, and I don't like you.
Ew.
And you should quit your job and stop initiating aggression against peaceful people.
Throw down your badge. Throw down your badge.
There you go.
Throw down your badge. Take off your clothes and join us in the field of liberty.
Okay, I've seen pictures of him with clothes. I think I don't want him to take them off.
Put on a toga and your joint.
Change your clothes.
I don't smoke pot, but I just pictured him, kind of chubby in a toga, smoking a joint, looking at naked women in a field.
That's fine.
With his badge being stomped on by everyone by accident. Not even stop, just
accidentally on purpose.
Recycle it, man. All right, so anyway, I went to the site the other day because I always like to see what their reaction is when, because they say there's a war on cops. There really isn't. The cops shoot like 9 times as many citizens as citizens shoot cops. The cops have a war on people, and we'll cover that more later. Mm-hmm. But I want to see what they have to say. And their site, actually, every page on it threw up a virus warning. So either they are really bad at, the cops are really bad at cybersecurity, and these are the people that want to like control your life, or they're really smart and trying to spy on you by drive-by Trojans. Drive-by condoms.
Actually, also just as likely though, so I'm not sure. I know, actually. Either. Could be. It's a crapshoot.
So I predicted these cop shootings would happen, and I predicted them without turning on the TV, like the same hour they were happening. This is kind of weird. I was sitting around with my wife watching The Wire, that old show, great show about the war on drugs. And I was basically saying, the powers that be are trying to start a race war. They want black against white. It's not black against white. It's the government against people. And really, it's all about the war on drugs. That's most of it.
Mm-hmm.
The war on, and if you say, well, I don't take drugs, I don't care about that, you should, because they'll still kick in your door by accident and flashbang grenade your baby and kill your wife and your husband and your, you know, and not care if you're a, and your dog, and not care if you're a war vet and, you know, did heroic things for your country. They'll still murder you and then, you know, like charge your family for the bullet, basically.
And say, oops, my bad.
Or try to make you look like the bad guy. They do that a lot, you know. They murder people and then, you know, go on a big campaign of defaming them. And the press believes them. The press will interview the police favorably. They won't interview the guy the police shot favorably, usually. So,
well, of course not. But just like, well, that's just like that story that, from the, what was it? Where the cop got into the accident on the way to the, the scene of where they shot the guy. Yeah, where they shot the guy at the funeral.
Yeah. Yeah,
right, on the way there.
The Fed shot the guy at a funeral. Oh, and we should at some point, if we get time, get around to it. Look at the local news comments on that. It's about half divided. It's about half people saying, good, you saved the taxpayers having to put this guy in prison for 50 years. Ugh, well God. Done, officers. You know, it's about, but it's about half that, but it's also about half people saying the police have vastly overstepped their bounds. They're doing it more and more. They're violating the Constitution. It's still people who believe in the government, but they don't believe in the government anymore, which is, that's a good thing. And it's definitely a sign of progress, because like 10 years ago, or actually 7 years ago, when I first moved to Wyoming, there was a guy who was like a Libertarian Party candidate here, governor, you know, got 3% of the vote. And he wrote a letter to the editor of the local paper, the Casper Star Tribune, what we call the Prairie Pravda, because it's so lefty and pro-government, that, I mean, he wrote some letter saying something that was like one-tenth as incendiary as things we're going to say on the show tonight and say every night, and like one-tenth as incendiary as like things people say on the internet all the time now, all day, every day, without even getting into like threats of violence, just like, you know, the government is immoral. The war on drugs is immoral. It does more harm than, like, he said stuff like that. And, you know, and then said something like, you know, if this keeps up, we maybe have 1776 again, which it's really 1775, people. Know your history. That's when the war started. But, you know, 1776. And like the guy wrote a letter to the paper. They published it. And like the FBI and the state police like came to his house to question him. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. God. Now they just turn on your self, you know, spy on you and listen to you through your phone, which, you know, yeah. So I was going to call this show High Tech Low Life. You guys like that term?
I love that.
That's actually a term for the, so I did predict this. Like, we're watching the show. We're watching, you know, like these two people had been killed in a couple of days. Like, one for iffy circumstances, one for absolutely like outright like murdered by the police. Like, he did everything right. And, you know, the police and the NRA and everybody and all the cop lickers are saying like, well, the facts aren't all in yet. No, when the cops do something like that, you don't say that for the cops. You take the cops' words at it. Why aren't you taking the word of this guy's girlfriend plus the video shot after he was dead?
Yeah.
You know, like, to me, it pretty much.
Yeah. Like, why is the cop's like viewpoint more valid?
Yeah.
Just because he has a funny uniform and a shiny badge.
Yeah. So I'm going to call this High Tech Low Life, which is a phrase that's used to describe the genre of literature and film called cyberpunk. And I wanted to use that because the classic cyberpunk, like if you don't know what it is, like The Matrix is cyberpunk. Cyberpunk is basic. RoboCop is cyberpunk. It's like usually takes place in the not too distant future where, like, you know, there's usually not governments. There's usually a one world corporation running everything and society has decayed and there's violence everywhere. But there's a lot of technology. So it's high tech, low life. RoboCop, perfect example. Demolition Man, which my face is in, by the way, on Sandra Bullock's office wall. By the way, if people don't know why I started this show explaining the interview I did in Argentina today on radio, this is a teaching hospital. We try to like help people learn to do what we're doing. All right. So RoboCop, great show. So, Nick, read a list of go down this cyberpunk films list and read the ones you've heard of. It's a long list, so people know what we're talking about.
Maybe Nick wasn't the best one. He's going to get like halfway through the list. I haven't heard any of these.
I know, because they're all from the 70s. Yeah, they're all from the 70s and 80s. All right, so read the whole list real quick. Just go through it.
The whole thing? I'll read some of the ones I recognize.
Read the ones you recognize. Terminator 2 is a famous one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recognize The Terminal Man, Escape from New York, Blade Runner, Tron.
Blade Runner is great, yeah.
Yeah, Runaway, The Terminator, RoboCop, The Running Man.
Miss Brazil. You haven't seen Brazil.
Brazil's great.
I don't know what that is.
You need to watch it.
I think I've heard of it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, like Blade Runner is kind of like the really serious, like this is what it leads to.
Right.
Brazil is kind of like the Freedom Fiends version of the same idea, you know? Yeah.
That's
like it's kind of the like ridiculousness of bureaucracy taken to the max. And it does have black market plumbers. Those are the heroes in it. Thank them for their service. So go on, Nick. Cyberpunk films.
All right. RoboCop 2, Nair 2, Lawnmower Man, Nemesis, Cyborg 2, Demolition Man, RoboCop 3, Super Mario Brothers.
What?
That's weird
that's
to me.
That's cyberpunk, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All
Death
right, Machine, so that's
Tom
enough.
Cop. Yeah, there's
a
bunch.
People get the idea. It's kind of usually sci-fi, but it's like technology is really advanced, but it usually takes place on Earth or, you know, an orbiting planet near Earth, and there's not a lot of magic. It's usually like technology is the magic.
Yeah.
The Crow is kind of cyberpunk, but with a little bit of magic. Good movie, mm-hmm. though. So RoboCop. So a RoboCop killed somebody in Dallas for the police the other day, which is the first time it's happened. And it's kind of bizarre. The cops, you know, this guy was shooting cops. And they sent one of those little, like, it was basically a Roomba with a pound of C4 on it or something. It's a bomb disposal robot with three-quarters
of a pound of C4.
Yeah, it looks like a Roomba.
Well, that is kind of fitting.
It was not a flying drone then. It was a drone of a sort. Right.
Yeah. You know, technically a drone is not a radio-controlled helicopter. A drone is something that can be programmed without human intervention. Like, it can go on a journey, do a task, and come back. Although they are often, in addition to that, programmable. But, you know, a lot of drones are set to, like, you know, orbit a city basically for days to just watch one person, you know. So, but they killed a guy with a RoboCop, basically. Mm-hmm. And,
And people should be concerned about that.
Yeah, they should. So I was sitting there with my wife watching this show about the war on drugs, and I was like, you know, with these shootings, I really think in the coming weeks, someone's going to shoot a bunch of cops. And like it literally was happening the hour I said it, but I didn't know it till like 8 hours later because we were watching movies, you know, not on Netflix, not on the internet, didn't have the phones on in the room. And then she went to bed, and then I went and did a bunch of stuff, and then I like got a news alert on my phone and saw it. So I knew it was going to happen. I'm not saying like ESP or anything. Like, it's a pretty, you know, reasonable prediction.
Right.
The war on drugs is going to lead to the soldiers in the war on drugs, you know, being people are going to shoot back. War on drugs does more harm than good. That's the whole like plot of this show, if you don't know. And we don't take drugs. So I don't take drugs. So there. You guys are a bunch of potheads.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You know that went out on air.
That he was simulating suicide?
It was just out of context. You were talking about Harold and Maude.
Yeah.
Meow.
Meow.
Worms. All right, so... So somebody shot a bunch of cops in Dallas, and I predicted it. the hour it happened. I guess I finally explained that. Okay, so I was debating what to call this show. I was going to call it low life. Was it high tech, low life? Because I had this picture of cops all tacticaled out that they kind of look like ISIS. And it says, I hate it when people dress like this and kill over 1,000 people a year while creating the world's largest prison population in the history of mankind, and then say there's a war against them.
Yeah, I love that meme. That's awesome. Like,
and then there's one that was really just way too soon. It's pictured JFK speaking, giving a speech into a microphone, and it says, "You had me at Sniper and Dallas."
Oh, come on. That's, you know, this not too soon anymore.
This shooting was a couple blocks away from where he was, a few blocks away from Dealey Plaza. Do you guys remember what you were doing when he was killed? I do.
I don't. You do?
I do. I was in my mama's belly.
You were in the womb, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't the only one here. A twinkle in my dad's eye, man. So.
I know. Diana was a twinkle in her dad's eye. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think my dad, I don't think my parents were even married yet at that point.
Yeah. So, and then what I'm, and then there's another one I want to discuss. The thin blue line one. We'll get to that. But the one I'm going to finally use is a fun one. It's called Shelter in Place with the Freedom Fiends. And it's a picture of a stuffed toy little hedgehog with a Bipcot surgical mask for like a blanket around it. It says Bipcot. And it's in this mouse pizza cat cup that Nicole sent me. And it's the show's going to be called Shelter in Place with the Freedom Fiends. Because shelter in place is a command the police give the public when there's a shooting. It basically means like, stay in your house. This is martial law. It's a kind way of saying we've declared martial law. Mm-hmm. And they did this in Dallas.
Double speak.
Shelter in place.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's actually pretty much exactly what it is.
Yeah. So we're using that one. So was the robot, the guy who killed the people was black, and he said he wanted to kill black cops and
white cops.
White cops and white citizens. I don't think he hit any citizens though. And he was a good shot, which is rare. Was the robot that killed him black or white? Robot lives matter, man. And I'm offended by this whole conversation. As
well, I know that you can get, I think you can get different colors in your Roomba.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
I prefer purple.
That's actually better than there was one meme that, you know, you want to talk about too soon, but I couldn't help but laughing. Somebody used Johnny Five in a meme for it.
I don't know what that is.
You don't remember Johnny Five from Short Circuit, the movie? It was like the 80s.
Oh, no, man. Short Circuit. Yeah.
Nobody
knows what that is. So
I know what Diana it is. But go ahead.
So anyway.
Hey, Michael.
So when I say the guy was a good shot, I'm not like, hey, man, nice shot. I'm like, there's a conspiracy theory that this guy was a government agent because there's no way, you know, he had to be. He was a trained assassin. And it's like, I couldn't find the distances he shot people from, but they couldn't have been that far. You know, if cops were shooting back at him with pistols and coming near hitting him and he was like shooting, you know, in an urban environment, there aren't, you know, usually like 1,000-yard, you know, there's buildings in the way.
Yeah. There's maybe one.
Yeah. You know, so I'm assuming this was within a couple hundred yards. Now I will never shoot cops, but I'm saying like, I'm not even a very good shot, but I've had some rifle training and I can hit a dinner plate, you know, 7 out of 10 times at 300 feet. And, sweet. You know, the other 3 times I hit it, you know, in a man sized circle around it. Everyone in Wyoming can shoot better than me, you know, every adult and like half the teenagers, like people go shooting. You know, I always see this trope on like CSI, like there's only 6 men on the East Coast that could have taken the shot. There's a dude in Wyoming that like did like, he was doing like Chris Kyle shots killing mountain goats. I mean, it's scary. The riflemanship level that is here and in the Mountain West, man.
Yeah.
And the guy was in the army. They train them all to use rifles for now.
Yeah, I was going to ask probably that. Had the guy been in the military?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He also took civilian rifle training, and that's what like the haters pointed out. Like that's what rifle training leads to. You know, they didn't mention like that's what being in the military can lead to.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to smart weapons. They want to be able to turn you off. They don't want riflemen coming home. They've been planning getting rid of that for decades. That's why drones exist.
Yeah, that article you posted on Facebook too about how the wars, you know, bring in, has how the wars been brought home was, yeah, like spot on.
I didn't post that. What?
I thought you did.
No.
I did.
We'll be back with hour two of the Freedom Feeds after this trip to the market. When cops pull you over, say, are you aware you're going to be replaced by a robot in a few years?
Hey, this is Squisscar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom's Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Two designs for
Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch. Now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
I didn't post that.
Wow. Yeah, you did?
Click on that part. Uh-huh. All right, here's how you get a link from Facebook, people. You, click on the link where it says, you know, posted it 10 seconds ago or 10 minutes ago or 10 hours ago or 10 days ago. Click on that. Send me that link. Who's doing the intro? Jeremy?
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments.
BIPCAT.
Learn more at BIPCAT.org. No, BIPCOT.org.
Okay.
Gosh darn it, Michael.
I just sent you the link.
All right. And while we're giving internet on the radio tips, people who write long rants on Facebook, they're a lot more readable if you put a few paragraph breaks into them. It's kind of not intuitive because with most things you hit enter and it makes paragraph break. Mm-hmm. But with Facebook, you have to hold down the shift key and then hit enter a couple times.
Yeah, because if you hit enter, it'll post.
It posts.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right. So annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys know where the term thin blue line comes from?
I used to. I can't remember.
Jeremy? I don't remember anymore either. I thought there was a movie, but that was the thin red line, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Was it the movie,
Thin
Blue Line?
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Thin red line is a really old saying, and it's about the redcoats, the people that America shot and murdered and then wrote the Second Amendment so they could shoot and murder. You know, what do you think? We're going to read about this. Like, I'm not in favor of shooting cops. 100% not in favor of it. It's kind of odd, though, that we have to be really careful these days with what we say, because, you know, of course, the government can kick in your door for saying it now and indefinitely detain you. And that happens. But more often, like, your local cops will just target you, you know, and start pulling you over and start messing with you and start doing whatever they can to you. I want to make it clear. I don't want to kill cops. I'm not happy about it. But I want to talk about the whole thing. So the thin blue line, the thin red line was a term in praise of the redcoats, the people America fought the revolution against. Now, the thin blue line has been a takeoff on that phrase for, you know, probably 50 years. And it was a phrase that pretty much only cops and their families used for most of that time. And then in the 80s or 90s, this film came out called The Thin Blue Line, which was about Dallas, actually. It was about a police killing being shot in Dallas, and a guy being railroaded who didn't do it and going to prison. And this movie actually got him exonerated. It got it opened back up. That's a powerful movie, man. That's, I've made a record that someone told me kept them from killing themselves. That's pretty heavy. That's like the best compliment I've ever gotten. But to have your movie like get someone out of prison, that's amazing. Bob Dylan wrote a song that got someone out of prison. I want to write songs that get people put in prison. Like drug warriors. Nima Vidani and I wrote a kind of jokey song called Nuremberg Trials for Drug Warriors, but I could see it happening when drugs are completely legal. Because so much horrible stuff happens, man. So many horrible things. Like, no matter how bad drugs can be, the war on drugs is far worse.
Absolutely.
So it's ironic that cops have adopted this term, the thin blue line, as like a pro-cop protest thing. Like, people literally put a blue line of blue tape. Like, if you bought stock in blue tape 10 years ago, you'd be sitting pretty. Because, you know, the people buy tape just to put a line of it across the back of their pickup truck, which, you know, is probably illegal. It obscures your vision, but no cops can ticket you for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's ironic.
It's amazing how that discretion works out.
I just thought of that now, but I'm sure that's true. So, yeah. So cops love to use this term, and their families and friends and supporters love to use this term, thin blue line, and they paint it on their sidewalk, and, you know, they have thin blue lines everywhere. And it's kind of like the new flag, you know, like people worship it. It's the thing you got. And if you don't have it, people look at you like they want to beat you up.
New flag. Yeah. They've actually made.
I've seen the flag.
The American flags.
That's ironic, too, because that flag is a violation of the U.S. flag code.
Yep, absolutely. All of those flags are that they make that are fine when they do it.
But so you're a bad American if you have that flag, and you're breaking the law if you support police by putting a blue line across your back window. And it's actually a pretty serious, like, that really obscures your vision. You know, a blue line a couple inches all the way across. Yeah.
Yeah, that's much more than I actually used to get. It's multiple
more
ones.
Tinted windows.
Well, yeah, but I was gonna say when I was younger and the cops wanted to mess with us, when you had like the like tassels or stuff, like, you know, people used to have the
graduation tassels.
Or anything like that hanging from your rearview mirror, that was considered super dangerous, and you'd always get a ticket for that, even though it blocked your view in like no way whatsoever.
I used to have that stuff, and my mother told me to get rid of it. She says, the police will pull you over because they'll think you're a Puerto Rican. Yeah, that's right.
only if they're fuzzy dice. I mean, come on.
No, a lot of Puerto Ricans actually put the Puerto Rican flag and hang it from their rearview mirror.
Or a CD of some sorts. I used to see a lot around here in New York.
Fuzzy dice. What are you from the 50s?
Fuzzy dice.
No, people still had that back here in the 90s.
All right, so moving right along. So when you pull over a cop, instead of arguing and questioning their legitimacy, just tell them they're going to be replaced by robots in a few years. And then tell them to get cell 411. And then tell them they can't get cell 411. But tell them you're filming with cell 411, but they can't use it because they work for the government. Then explain the BIPCOT license to them. I want to see a YouTube video of this. I love seeing people do the what is your authority? But I'm sick of it. I want to see them tell them they're going to be replaced by robots.
The urge to say challenge accepted is just like really like.
I know. All right, Nick, will you pull this thing up and read it, please? This really short little treatise I wrote. This line in the sand. This thing about the line in the sand today. Was Nick there?
Where did you write that?
Man, this is not good radio.
I don't have it pulled up.
Okay, it's in your email. I just sent it to you an email. So we'll go to
I have your email. I don't even say anything about a line in a sand. Or did you write something else that I missed?
Nah, go ahead and read it. The thing starts, I am not in favor of killing cops. If you got it up, Jeremy, you read it. You have a great voice.
I know, but I can't find where you actually wrote it. Nick, did you find it?
I've got it.
Okay, go ahead, Nick.
It says, I am not in favor of killing cops. However, I have this question for pro-thin blue line worshippers of the Constitution. What is your Second Amendment about? Did the Patriots in 1775 shoot the King of England? No, they shot his cops. The Redcoats have the exact role that the cops have now. Those Patriots did it because the cops were frequently murdering innocent people and always pushing them around. And they did it in a collective way. They didn't quiz speech code about
Obama. Okay, you're breaking up too much. I'm going to jump in here. Okay. We can't hear you saying these. Ooh, I hear a cop car. Someone come and take you away, Nick.
No, that's not my neighborhood. That's in my neighborhood.
These patriots did it because the cops were frequently, these cops, you know, the redcoats, were frequently murdering innocent people and always pushing them around, just like now. And they did it in a collectivist way. You know, like I've seen all these posts lately, like, if you're calling for killing all cops, unfriend me. And I'm thinking, like, what are you saying? Are you calling for killing particular cops? Like, it almost seems like that's what they're saying. So, and I'm not in favor of that, but, you know, the Redcoats, I mean, the Patriots in 1775, they didn't quiz each Redcoat about John Locke. They just shot every Redcoat they saw. So my question to the people who have the come and take it Moulin Labe on their truck and the thin blue line, which happens a lot. There are a lot of people who say, Second Amendment, my guns, my rights, don't cross my line in the sand or I'll use my gun. You know, those people who also support their cops, you know, my answer to my question to them is, what is your Second Amendment about? And who do you think they're going to send to take your guns? Liberal voters? No, cops. Yep. So anybody who's in favor of the Second Amendment, what is it for? Is it only for when they finally come to your house to take your guns? Because they're not going to do that. They're going to pull you over on the way to the dentist with 20 cops pointing rifles at you. And you're not going to be able to get to your glove box to get your gun or even reach on your. They're just, you know, that's how they're going to take guns more and more. And more and more, they're just going to say you're mentally unstable and take them. So.
Yeah, because if you go to the DSM-4, basically everyone is mentally unstable. So, yeah.
And anyone who defies authority or doesn't even like anyone who doesn't obey, anybody who questions authority, that's a mental illness. It's called oppositional defiant disorder, ODD.
That's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, I just wonder, like, who do they think the Second Amendment is for? Like, you know, for you to protect you against who? I'm not saying shoot cops. I'm just saying, like, you know, was it a Second Amendment for this guy to randomly shoot cops? It might have been. I don't think it was good. I think it was horrible. But it's not surprising that it's happening. That's true, too. Like, you know, when you got this war on drugs and cops pushing people around and murdering random people. And just absolutely thinking they're above everybody. They don't protect and serve. You serve them, and you pay their salary. And if you question them, they want to murder you. Or they want to throw you in a cage where someone else will beat the crap out of you.
Right. Yep.
A lot of them. Yeah.
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 Well,
Jeremy?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I put a little video out about this the other day after it happened. And, you know, my stance is, Because of the position they take, because of, you know, the way that the money, the payment they receive is from extorted funds, they take a job knowingly that they're supposed they're tasked.
They have to follow orders.
Whether they believe in them or not. Well,
yeah.
Yes, but they're tasked with enforcing the laws, most of which are just arbitrary edicts, and then they're given discretion on top of that. And they just use it, you know, and it's seen so many times that they just use it, like, you know, whenever it benefits them the most, they will use it, you know, for quota systems and all that. And and even the ones who claim to be, you know, maybe they won't enforce some of the BS ones, they'll still almost all enforce the drug ones. They'll still
except that one guy in the movie, in the show, The Wire, who created Hamsterdam. He's my favorite cop. Have you seen that show? And he lost his job, and DC threatened to pull $1 billion from funding from the city because he created like a 4-block square abandoned area where people could sell drugs and not get arrested. That's what would happen if you did that. Yeah. If a chief of police did that here.
Well, that's not going to happen anytime
soon. But he ends up getting a 6-figure job is working for a university because all the kids love it. He's the cop who legalized drugs, man. I'm not talking weed. I'm talking everything. Like, kids.
Inventing machines.
It was lip hair. It was kids. No, it was like 15-year-olds selling heroin and coke on the street corner. And cops guarding them and protecting them. Hamsterdam, man.
Listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts. When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
And I amplify it, but I keep talking to point it out, because that's the Freedom Fiends rule, is we don't cover our mistakes, we point them out to help people learn not to make them. All right, so, yeah,
well, so, before we went into the break, I never got to finish my point that I was
making. Go ahead, man.
As far as the shootings in Dallas and just shooting police officers in general, I actually put out two videos. I did one before the shootings, saying, you know, when I mentioned the, I always forget the name of the book, but Claire Wolfe's book from 95. What was the name of it?
Oh yeah,
101
things to do until the revolution. She yes. said
the opening
this
line
is 16 years ago.
Yeah, the opening line is America is at an awkward stage. It's too late to work within the system. It's too early to shoot the bastards.
SOBs.
Yeah. Well, okay. I can't remember if that's where it's good or not.
No, you're anyway. Right. I was making it radio friendly.
Oh,
you did a soft cuss.
I did a video on based.
That's not. We don't dump you for that, but that's a paddling.
Okay.
That's a paddling.
Go on. Ooh, go on.
Paddling.
It depends on who's. Oh, I was going to say it depends on who's administering it. So anyway,
Nick.
I don't know about all that. Listen, we bonded and everything at Fiend Fest Somalia, but I don't think the bond went that far. Anyway,
bad so audio can't melt steel beams, man.
The first video talked about that the line from that book and the fact that, you know, maybe it is time, but not in the manner that ended up happening. And I specifically stated in that video that not, you know, I'm not advocating that people just wantonly go killing.
Claire Wolfe doesn't think it's time.
Yeah, she does it. I said that in the video too. You know, I didn't think she did. I don't think other people do either.
She takes kind of the same tack I do. I read her blog a lot. We're friends. She's interviewed me. I've interviewed her. She's a fan of the Fiends and the Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom movie. I'm a fan of hers. I know you know this. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking to you. Remember, there's an audience out there. Do you remember that? Right. Gosh, you kids. You kids and your internets. There's other people listening. There's like 10,000 people listening. And you're like,
I know. Well,
you but forget about them. You don't care about them.
Well, it's not that I don't care about them. We're supposed to forget about them and act like we're having a conversation, right? That's how radio.
No,
works
but it's
well,
good
right?
radio to remember that a lot of people listening have never heard your show. And didn't even tune in
show.
At the beginning. It's what?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nick's laughing. All right. Are you done with your point? I got things to talk about.
Go ahead, Michael. Fine. All I was trying to say is that I think it's time that, you know, not wantonly killing like happened in Dallas. And that's why I said I don't condone those actions. But if people are going to be harassed, well, then, yeah, you have a right to defend yourself. The costume don't necessarily, you know, change anything about that. And if more people stood
up.
Yeah,
but shooting random people who didn't do anything particular to you is not defending
exactly.
yourself.
I didn't condone that. That's what I said.
In almost any situation where a cop threatens you with legal force, if you use natural right self-defense, you're going to die or you're going to end up in prison for life. So it's a choice you have to make at that point. And the thing is that you can say with absolute certainty is if this keeps up, the cops acting like they do, like they own you everywhere and treating everyone like the enemy, more things like this are going to happen. There's no stopping this. Even if they took away every gun, which they can't do. I mean, people could run people over the car. They can make bombs with anything in any drugstore, you know, any hardware store. They can use knives. People can kill their fellow man. They've been doing it since all there was rocks.
Right.
They can still do it, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
People won't put up with it.
Ahead, and you can still obtain guns on the black market, certainly.
Or print them.
Sure.
Yeah, or print them. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, but it's not a matter of that.
And make gunpowder out of urine, charcoal, and sulfur.
That sounds like
I'm
so
doing
much.
That now.
Nick, sell yak gunpowder bullets. Ooh. There's an untapped marketing angle. When you're old enough. Yeah. Well. So what I was going to say is, I suggested to Virgil from Cell 411, it'd be a good day to get ads, like the day after the shooting. And he did. And he went with the ads cops and terrorists don't want you to have, and like got a lot of following on it, you know, a lot of downloads, but got a lot of idiots like, I can't believe you're exploiting this tragedy to sell your free app. You know? That's like free? After the levee collapses and someone builds a new, better levee for free, like complaining about it. You know, that's what I think. Yeah. Sell 411. Get sell411.com.
I couldn't help but notice that there is not a bad trip like petting service on Sell 411 yet.
Yet.
You got to start. No, you have to start that cell. You can do that.
Oh, that's
true. Start that cell. And then just, you know, when you're lonely on a Saturday night, just issue it. Even if you're not having a bad trip and some guy will come over and catch you and tell you it's okay.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
A murder dog that's meowing.
They tricked us, Diana. You asked me if The Wire is on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Only on DVD. So you have to pay that extra, like,
$7.99
a month or something.
Oh, that's BS. Because it used to be actually on the Netflix, like, thing.
It's on the torrents.
On the streaming.
I know that.
The Netflix.
Torrents, California.
On the Facebook, on the...
All right, so speaking of the buttons, when I said, like, you know, the other reason that I'm in favor of buttons over stickers, but I'm still getting stickers, buttons last longer than stickers. Like,
they do.
The stickers I'm getting are like paper with kind of glossy print. Like, they're really well done for paper, but, like, you know, if you stick them on a mirror that's not in a bathroom, not steam, you know, those to be on that mirror in 10 years. But if I put one on the back of my phone, it always slips in my pocket 2 months ago, and it's starting to wear off. So,
yeah.
But buttons, like, I still have buttons from the 80s. Buttons last forever, man. You know, I have Joy Division buttons from like 81.
Drop them in water and they rust out or anything.
Yeah, don't like wash them.
I think my Joy Division button's gone through the washer a couple times on a jacket, but I forgot to take
off. Well, if you dry it out right away, it's not a problem. But if you like let it soak and start to like,
if you wash your jacket, you're a poser. That's what G.G. Allen would do.
Seriously, man.
All right, so
what's with you and cleanliness, man?
The NRA. You filthy pot-smoking hippies. So the NRA...
Hey, I showered today.
You know what's funny about the NRA?
Too. No, wait. No, I didn't.
Dirty girl. All right, so the NRA, like, leftists who've never held a gun or who, you know, fire an AR-15 and get, like, PTSD from it.
Oh, it feels right in the feelings.
Yeah, yeah. AR-15, man. That hardly has any kick, or they're not even that noisy. Shoot a Mosin Nagant, man. You know, the thing the guy shot people with in Texas was an SKS. Those are like $90. Well, the price has probably gone up now, but they're like used antique. They're the intermediary Russian weapon between the Mosin Nagant and the AR-15. They came out in 1945, or the AK-47. Sorry, AK-47. Yes. The 47 is 1947. AK is Automatik Kalashnikov, 1947. So, but they're, you know, they're decent rifles. I know some people that have about 30 of them who bought them when they were $90 each.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to turn in my friend. You know who you are. You're listening out there in your, yeah, I'm not even going to say.
You don't say.
I'm not going to say, man. I lost all my guns in a voting accident.
Voting accident.
That was me. I mean, I'm in New York. I'm the one who lost them in a voting accident.
Someone else is voting. Yeah, people voted and you lost them.
Yeah, exactly. So, that was the accident.
But the NRA is funny because it's like, the NRA is not radical at all. I think they're square.
Totally.
I mean, the last good thing they did was called the ATF Jackbooted Thugs after Waco. How long ago was that? And George W. Bush.
93?
George W. Bush, state-licking thug that he was. George W. Bush rescinded his lifetime membership of the NRA, sent them a letter, which I will link in the show notes tonight, like saying why they've disgraced America by calling the proud men who serve at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms jackbooted thugs for killing all those children at Waco, burning them to death.
How dare they?
Now, he didn't really say all that, but he said he he quit being a lifetime member because they called the government jackbooted thugs.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like, the NRA is in bed with the government so heavily. They so love the cops. They never criticize a cop. They always take the cop's side without responding on it, without knowing all the facts. A lot of people are calling the NRA racist for not commenting on the shooting of a law-abiding CCW possessing, you know, concealed carry permit holding black man. That guy followed the cops every command and still got murdered. And this includes some of the haters on this. The NRA haters are Jenny Jardine of boingboing.net. That's X-E-N-I Jardine.
I know your real is.
I know her real name. A lot of people know she's very popular. She's Jennifer Hamm. I knew her in Richmond when she was banging members of GWAR. I know her. Jennifer Hamm. I outed you. That's what you get for being such a gun-licking state lover. Science. Ooh. Boing boing isn't science. Okay, I'm never going to get any work as a tech writer again. The companies I used to work for, like, work with Boing Boing. Okay, so anyway, but the NRA's lack of commitment about this, I think it's less about race and more about them worshiping law enforcement in the military.
Right.
You know, they think that people who carry guns for the government can do no wrong. And it's ironic because the police and the military are the people who are going to come take your guns.
Yes.
Hillary or Trump. Yep. Trumpery. Or a president.
Glump. Clump. Clump.
Clump. Thank you. There it is. Yeah. Clinton. Trump.
Clump.
They're gonna mate and become one entity.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah, he's a Democrat. So who are you gonna vote for? Hillary or Hillary's doppelganger with the beast on his head?
A triple.
I love that meme.
Yeah, the second one does seem more likely that it's just that they're so in love with the cops that's why they're what did the statement they put out, we're withholding comment until more evidence, which I mean technically that is what most people should do because way too many people react, although in this particular case it really does seem like it that you don't need too much more evidence. Like I said it the other night that you really, this is like the most clear-cut case I've seen since Kelly Thomas. Just with the evidence that's there now, just based on the way the cop, like, even though you don't see the actual shooting in the video, you see the direct aftermath. You see the cop's reaction. You see him, like visibly shaken and, like, muttering and cursing to himself, like, screaming to himself about what he, like, realizing what he just did. So, like, everything there is just, he definitely... This was murder, like no doubt.
And the girlfriend very calmly, you know, said exactly what had happened prior to her beginning filming. Like the cop had asked him to comply and that he did everything the cop asked him to do. So, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
And you know what? And the NRA still, to me, like to the average liberal, the NRA are the devil. To me, they're like dime store Santa Clauses that don't go nearly far enough to like be good.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know? What's the other one? The National Association of Gun Rights or whatever they're called.
GOA, Gun Owners America. They're a little better, but they're still.
Well, no, there's another one too.
JPFO.
No, the national
Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Ownership. They are the ones. No, are you laughing?
No. That's not the one I was thinking of. I was
but that's the one that Claire Wolf used to write for, okay. And they are the ones. They are the like no compromise ones, and you don't have to be Jewish to be a member. And they're the ones that like. I mean, they were run by Jews, and they're no longer good. They got taken over when the guy who started it died a few years ago. Mm. They're no longer good either. But when they were good in their heyday, like it was a Jewish guy running it, putting out posters with pictures of politicians that said like Jewish bagel eating gun haters who want you dead, you know, and had pictures of like Feinstein and, you know,
yeah,
all those people from New York that run your life there, Jeremy
Schumer.
You know, I mean, like Patton Oswalt, comedian, Patton Oswalt's a comedian I really like. But he recently said, like after Sandy Hook, horrible. God knows what he said now. He's horrible. He said that anybody who's a member of the NRA, the government should demand the NRA, like take the NRA's membership rolls by force, go to every house, kick in the door, demand the gun. And if people don't give up their guns, shoot them dead on the spot. That's a paraphrasing of exactly what Patton Oswalt said should happen.
Oh, my God.
I remember like, seeing that, yeah.
These people want to murder people. Everyone in the country except me wants to murder people, and I have to be careful, and us. You know, everyone except, like, mellow libertarians who like guns and don't love cops. You know, we're, like, the only people that don't want to murder everybody, and we're the ones that have to be the most careful about what we say, or people will want to murder us. That's ironic, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the only problem with Fiendbot... It does cut out like the long pauses when we're too stupid to think of anything. but it also cuts out like the pregnant pauses, like the one right there. Like, you know, when I say something really profound and you guys kind of think for a minute and then go, yeah, like it's just going to go from my profoundness to you going, yeah, immediately.
Profundity.
Perfidy. Yeah. My perfidy knows no bounds. So anyway, yeah, NRA, bad. Cops,
bad. And the irony is that, like, what this guy said, you know, Patton Oswalt, you know, it's just that the government would never do that because the NRA is kind of means too much to them. You know, it's like they have them in their pocket. Yeah.
Well, I would hope so because what I was going to say is the fact that I'm one of those people that would end up getting my door kicked in because I never bothered to rescind my lifetime membership. I just stopped paying.
I did. Well, I actually wrote him a letter.
They just keep sending me bills every couple of months.
I stopped paying and sent him. I stopped paying like 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, and then my NRA membership. And they kept sending me their stuff. Like they kept sending me the magazine after my subscription was up, and I got sick of it. And I wrote to them and I said, "You people don't really stand for gun rights. You're on the side of the, you know," that probably put me on the list. That's the one that's going to get me killed, not being a member of the NRA. It's the letter I wrote telling the NRA that they weren't gun friendly enough.
You don't go far enough.
You don't go not far enough for me. Yeah. Like, what would Patton Oswalt want to do to me? Like, God, I can't imagine.
String you up in public and help you with
rape
me.
It always comes down to butt rape. Which really
no.
When people want you in prison, like they don't have the guts to hold you down and butt rape you, but they hope someone will butt rape you.
Title of the show.
You know, when like a lot of the letters to the, you know, like when people post like, oh, in Douglas, Wyoming, the feds murdered a guy who was unarmed and not resisting just because they could and they got away with it. Like, you know, half the comments say the police have gone too far, or there's a line in the sand. Sooner or later, the people will rise up, maybe. You know? And maybe. But then the other ones say, like, yeah, well, you know, anybody who disagrees with this should be in prison. And hey, buddy, don't drop the soap.
That's
a really common comment from statists. It's horizontal rape. It's horizontal enforcement. They don't want to rape you. They want someone else to rape you. Statists.
Yeah, because if they raped you, it might prove that they're gay.
Yeah, or you know, I mean, most people that vote want to murder people. Everyone who votes wants murder to happen for them, but they're not. Most of them wouldn't murder. Like the people who are voting for more gun control. If those were the people that were going to come take your guns, you wouldn't need your guns. You could shoo them away with a broom, you know? But they vote for people who send police that, you know, can kill you and get away with it. Also, when police kill somebody, like, they get a lawyer. They don't have to get questioned right away. They get breaks when they question. They have way more rights than when a citizen kills somebody, even in self-defense.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we laugh even more during the breaks. I was just saying that I was hungry, but the only thing I had to eat was leftover Indian. And then I was like, food.
Yeah, thank you for that clarification.
Right.
I was confused temporarily. Oh, Nick.
Nick.
Do you have some redemption for us, Nick?
Yeah, I came across this kind of funny thing that goes on now. So in Oregon, marijuana is legalized, so we can grow it. If you have a license, you can grow more. I was just going to say we. What? Oh, sweet. I think you said we.
No, I said we. Who's this we?
Oh, yes. You are saying who we.
No, we. We. You keep saying we. Who's this we? You got to
organize
them or something.
Yeah. People in Oregon can grow marijuana now with permission of the state. You have to have a special license to be able to sell it a lot. Otherwise, you get four plants you can legally have per household or something. But
four.
So people
you're like four plants. That's
wonderful. It's ridiculous. But and now you can grow hemp too. And I don't think there's any regulations on hemp, but I'm not totally sure. But we were in a road nearby. There's a farm who started growing hemp, and we went by and we thought, is that weed? And it doesn't smell or anything, and there's no fences. It's just right up close to the road. And we're like, oh, no, that's got to be. And we realized, oh, it's hemp. But now I've seen a couple friends on Facebook get mistaken about it, and they flip out because they're conservatives, and they get so mad that there's nothing keeping kids away from the marijuana.
Oh, my goodness. Kids could just walk up and inject the marijuanas right there on the spot.
Just start chowing down on it. Raw.
Gnawing on those marijuana plants. Sadly, that's typical. But
yeah.
It's just hemp.
Because nobody would grow marijuana right next to the road because that's stupid. People are going to steal it.
Well,
it just takes a little common sense. Like, no, they're not growing weed out on the road.
Well, for the most part, I would say yes, but there are people that do guerrilla gardening with cannabis.
That's true.
And there was a whole march about that.
What is that?
Tell me. Guerrilla. You know the term guerrilla gardening?
I actually
guerrilla
don't.
Gardening in general is just throwing seeds wherever you can to try to get stuff to grow.
Yeah.
So that people do it like, you know, just along street, you know, streets where there's places, you know,
kind of like those birds that like kick the other birds like eggs out so they can put their own eggs in kind of thing.
Well, no, it's not really the relocate. It's just planting seeds in places, you know. Right. So for cannabis in particular, there was a march a couple of years ago, starting from somewhere up around, I think a little north of New York, I can't remember where, and headed down towards DC, and people were just carrying cannabis seeds with them. And along the way, they would every once in a while, people would just toss out seeds here and there in different areas of grass. Mm-hmm. And
Johnny Weed seed.
Well, exactly. Because things with cannabis, that stuff grows so easily. So you just got to throw the seeds everywhere. And that's kind of an idea in general of just choking out regulations with the state, because if you just plant that stuff everywhere and it's like literally on every street corner, it has to become legal, or actually at that point completely decriminalized, because what can they do? It's everywhere. It's a pervasive species in that aspect. So, you know, that's why I was always a big fan of that, except I can never get a hold of very many seeds. And when I do, I'd rather keep them for myself.
Yeah, right.
Not because I do live in New York, so I don't have any seats. I don't know what I'm actually talking about. When I did have seats.
I know, Jeremy.
When I did have seats. But guerrilla gardening in general, I think, is a great thing because it's just, you know, like I said, people have done it in urban areas where they just plant gardens and, you know, all of a sudden there's just food available. You know, it's just an idea to get things, to get people to understand that you are, you know, people are more, you're more capable of providing for yourself than you think with stuff like that. So I highly encourage stuff like that. If you have the, you know, availability to seeds of any kind, start growing your own stuff or just throw it around and see what grows. It's a great way to learn. This is a great way to learn too. Yeah. See, there you go.
What was that?
Fun.
What? Pumpkins everywhere.
Yeah, pumpkins are fun. Squashes, they grow pretty easily.
I can't grow anything much. Like, everything I try to grow dies. I don't know why. I have the opposite of a green thumb.
Black thumb.
Black thumb, yeah.
That's not a very, very encouraging for animals.
Well, no, I mean, I take good care of my animals, but and it just could be because I give up, like, pretty quickly. Like, if something doesn't survive, I'm like, I can't do this. It's not for me.
You need, like, one of those bamboo plants. You only have to water, like, once a month or something.
Yeah.
There you go. Have fun, y'all.